Back on.
Oh, you get to use your little gavel thing.
Oh, I do again? No, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh, back from executive session at 7:50.
Damn, that thing's cool.
You might want to go for the record, we extended it 10 minutes.
Oh, do I have to use the gavel for that?
No, just put it on.
Oh, for the record, we extended the executive session by 11 minutes. All right, so moving on to item seven of the agenda, business items. Formation of an ED performance review committee. Hang on, I need to get to my page. I probably have to read that, don't I? Shall the TPMPD Board of Directors form a committee whose purpose is the annual review of the executive director? Like the financial impact is none. Let's see, do you want me to read the whole thing or do you want to just go? I don't know, I'm asking, I don't know what we need to discuss.
I don't think you need to read it.
No, I know, I just had a question. Is the purpose of the committee to do the review or is the purpose to create a process? Because the job description states that the president's going to do the review. So
this is to create the process.
We can choose whatever we would like. I just was curious what your intent as president was.
No, that was my intent. I just didn't verbalize that well. So this is to create the process. The executive director committee would be to create the process for reviewing the executive director performance.
Okay.
Thank you, Vanessa. Do we have a motion?
Yeah.
Is there a motion?
Okay, I will. For the purpose of discussion, Madam President,
sorry. This
is Commissioner Gengler. I would make a motion that we form a committee whose group purpose is to evaluate the performance of the process to evaluate the performance of the executive director and provide direction for the coming year.
I
second it.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
really quickly, so just so we're clear, what is the timeline for this committee? What are the expectations for the committee? When would you like the committee to report back to you? Assuming, you may not have a committee, but.
Well, I would like the committee to report back to me before the February meeting.
Because I'm looking at the job description, and if it says that Vanessa's Apto for the record.
Mm-hmm.
The performance review, the way that it's stated, it says annual review by the president of the board and approved by the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I have something regarding amending that later, but just to make it more realistic. But for the purpose of this, you're wanting it to be completed, the process to go back to you before the February meeting.
I would like that, yes,
okay.
Before the February meeting.
And so this is Commissioner Gengler. So this committee or this ad hoc committee is going to create a process for evaluating. I guess I don't understand.
To create the evaluation process.
So I guess I don't understand what that means. Like come up with a form and say, this is what we want it to look like. We want you to, here's your options, satisfactory, unsatisfactory. And then the executive or the president does the actual evaluation or, I'm confused.
What that process would be, like, would it be a matter of each commissioner getting a survey? Is it talking with each commissioner or input? It's the process to what it's going to entail to how I will review the executive director.
So it sounds like the performance review is an annual review by the president of the board and approved by the board. So the president is the conduit of the performance review, but the board has to approve it, which means that all of this is going to be public record before it even goes to the ED. Am I understanding that correctly?
All of what is going to be
the public. Performance evaluation, not just the process.
No, so the performance evaluation, it will be that should, if there's discussion about the actual evaluation and performance review, that I imagine would happen in the executive session, a discussion. However, anything's like approval of merit increases would have to be done
in front of the board
in a public session.
So wouldn't This Commissioner Newford wouldn't criteria, though, that would also be public.
Right, the process.
The measures.
The process the that the committee creates.
That would be public.
That would be public, so.
Yeah. It's just the actual discussion of the performance would...
Would be exactly...
If needed, you know, if there were questions, depending on what the process is, whether the president distributes it through the, you know, commissioners ahead of time, or what the, you know, what the process, what the best practices process would be for that.
In short, Commissioner Tyson, in short, the ED's report card would not be issued to the public.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
No.
I'm just trying to put that up to the words.
That's a good way.
Appreciate the clarity. But the criteria and any increases or any increases as a result that may or may not happen would be.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
More discussion? What do I do? I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do now. Oh, I call for the vote now.
Just one thing, Commissioner Tyson. I see this input as a responsibility of all commissioners, not as a committee.
Correct. That is correct. And that's how I see it. But the process that the ad hoc committee is going to come up with is that.
Based on input
from all commissioners. Process. Correct. Yes, definitely.
Well, wait a second.
Well, wait
a second. The process, like we're going to do a multiple choice, we're going to do essay. That is what the committee is going to come up with. Goes to the president, goes to the board, they say, yay, let's do it. Then the president sends out the multiple choice or essay or whatever it is to all the board members, correct? Mm-hmm. And then it goes back for for you to collate, and then I don't know what. Then does it go to the executive director, or does the board look at it, or is that to be determined, or?
That'll be determined by the committee that establishes a process.
No. So the process will be, from what I'm seeing, is it's going to be brought back to February meeting. February meeting, the board's going to look at the process and go, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. We want a multiple choice and an essay. I'm just making this up, obviously. And then...
6 pages.
So then the president, then if the board agrees and the president hands it out and we all have to fill out our multiple choice and essay.
Whatever the process is. And then the president does the review with the executive director and then comes back to the board at the March meeting, say. And if then there's, you know, any action needs to be taken as a result of that, the board can approve any action that needs to be taken as a result of that.
This is Commissioner Newford. I think there should be a step in there, though, where the attorney is involved to review the process because this is a public employee.
Okay.
And public employees are different from private sector employees, and we want to make sure.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point.
That we respect all of the special protections of public employees.
Just to have the attorney review the process.
So he would need to review before the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that pushes our timeline up.
Timeline.
Well,
as far as the committee meeting, it would push that closer.
Just a little bit closer. The attorney would look at it pretty quickly,
He would go.
No, but that's a really good point.
Okay,
so
really fast.
Okay. All right. Okay. Call for the vote. All in favor
of forming the committee?
Correct.
Okay.
Aye.
All opposed?
I nominate Jerry. And I'm only saying that because I did ask in advance what her feeling was, and because I didn't want her to get overloaded, and she was interested in doing it. I'm saying that. I'm not shifting.
No, she's not putting me on. She's not throwing me under the bus.
Okay, because that would be really
that wouldn't be
hysterical.
No, I actually said I wanted to be a part of this because I've been doing some research.
Well, I second that nomination.
It's not a matter of being seconded. We need a second person.
I won't be able to do it.
Did you say will or won't?
I won't. I've got another project.
Okay, I will help. Unless, Charles, you want to.
I'm stretched thin.
Charles?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right,
I nominate Ellen. Or Commissioner Gangler, sorry.
You good with that?
Second that.
I don't think it was a vote.
Pretty quick on
all
that.
In favor. All right, so the committee is going to consist of Ellen, Commissioner Gengler, and myself, Jerry Frangello Anderson.
Thank you both. That's so kind of you. I do have a housekeeping motion I'd like to throw in before we move on to the next item, if that's okay.
Sure, go for it.
If no one wants to second it, that's fine too. Based on this job description, because mm-hmm. of the wording of it, where it says an annual review by the president of the board and approved by the board, I'd like to make a motion to amend the executive director job description to state that annual performance review done by the president of the board and approved by the board no later than 30 days after the hiring anniversary date, any merit increases approved shall be retroactive to the hiring date.
Now, why is that necessary? Oh, I'm sorry. Do we need to second that motion before we discuss?
I second it, or I make the motion.
Didn't you make the motion? Wasn't that a motion? Yeah, so.
Second.
Charles seconded. Okay, discussion. So why is that necessary?
Because an annual review of the board would mean that this would have to be completed, the actual thing completed, before March 1st.
Okay, but we went into this whole rigmarole about people and the amount of time they work and blah, 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 and now we're saying we're going to stick with an annual review. What if the executive director, gets pregnant and, or falls from a roof or something, why don't we do it on hours or I don't know. No,
well,
don't
after the hiring anniversary date, because we're doing an annual, we want to do it annually. So typically, I'm just putting the language of what that means, defining what annually means.
And I know, but when you look at the language we put in for reviews of the staff, we didn't do that. We didn't go by an annual date.
For exempt staff, we handle the exempt staff with a hiring date.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
We do our hourlies to deal with, like, ours who may only work one shift.
Right.
We adapt for that. So does that? I think I'm explaining it. I'm not sure you're buying into it.
No, I'm not buying into it. But
well, no, I think I like the wording that you had. I don't know how to say my name. That you had, because it's sometimes annual reviews don't actually happen on that year date.
Before.
So extending it, so within the 30 days of the hire date.
Yes, it's nice to
because it makes
make
it clear.
Thank it's you. Nice to make it clear about the pay and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
This is Commissioner Newfer. It just seems like it'd be really easy to put on the annual calendar when we're putting together our annual plan of things we have to do. That wording seems very convenient. That's my comment.
Convenient, like we're trying to push it off?
No. Convenient, like easy to do. Like,
oh, flexible.
I could easily
flexible. Okay.
It'd be very easy for me to say that was on the calendar for this month.
Correct.
And the next year when we print out a calendar, we know where it should land.
I agree.
So.
Is there all in favor? We have no more discussion? All in?
Aye.
All opposed? Do you have that wording down to?
Yeah, I'll forward it to you if you want.
Okay, moving on to business item 7B, formation of an ad hoc exterior sign committee. Shall the TEMPD Board of Directors form a committee whose purpose is to propose an exterior sign for the facility? This is the background on this is that we've had in 2016. Jennifer, the ED, was approached by a Girl Scout who wanted to perform a community service for the Tukwila Pool to earn her Gold Award. She offered to assist, or wants to assist, the pool in obtaining a sign and painting a mural on the side of the building. This committee would be, and let's see, in 2017 budget has funds included specifically for an exterior sign, so there is money in the budget. So this committee, from my understanding, is being formed to research, provide the information about signage, what they cost, because there's been all these questions about, well, what kind of sign's going to work. So that's what this committee would be.
And the one thing I would add is that it's not necessary, really, that a commissioner be on this committee. It could be a committee of community members. Mm-hmm. It could be a committee made up of whomever you desire. So,
well, because TPAC's already mm-hmm. put their volunteering into this also.
So, I'm curious on the timeline. What kind of timeline are you looking
for? You have to make a motion.
Do we?
I guess I wanted a little more clarity before, but yeah, we can make a motion.
No,
I'll make a motion to form an exterior sign committee, an ad hoc exterior sign committee.
Second.
Okay.
Okay.
Discussion. There we go.
Okay, so I made the motion. Yeah. I get to talk. Thought that stopped me before.
It's all good.
So, what timeline are you looking at for this committee?
I don't have a particular timeline.
When would you like to see a recommendation come forward?
I mean, the sooner the better, but
first quarter,
it really
second quarter
has to be realistically. I think the committee is going to have at least two or three meetings in order to get, you know, the information they need in order to make a decision and a recommendation to this board, and then this board has to discuss that and consider it, and then you know, whether you all are willing to, you know, take action based on that first consideration, or there might be, you know, going back to the committee. So it really is your timeline for this. It's not so much my timeline.
When would we as a board want to have it back?
Well, I would think, yeah, I would think like the beginning of second quarter, which is April. Because I think, yeah, because that's, there's going to be a lot of discussion, a lot of stuff around that. And I think that it's fair. Well, we know she's not going to raise a huge amount, but she's still going to continue with her fundraising, correct?
And she's going to be involved in this committee?
We could invite her to be, sure.
Yes, I think that would be helpful.
Okay. It just seems like if TPAC is already interested in this, and there's already a commission member that attends the TPAC meeting, it almost seems to make more sense logistically, so we don't have multiple overlapping meetings in other places, to just give this over to TPAC, but invite more people in.
To ask them to do it. I mean, I hate to direct them, but I ask them if they would be willing to. I'd like to have that. I'd like to see that conversation happen first.
So, seems practical.
It also,
It does. No, I agree with you. It does, because it is, and TPAC has that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a meeting scheduled for
the 21st.
Saturday, but the next Saturday. Mm-hmm. So
right.
It'll be 2 weeks before we have an answer.
And I believe you will be at that meeting.
I'm at those meetings. So I know.
Back at one Saturday.
So Commissioner Zappel, for the record, I guess I'm also looking at that. The purpose is actually to do the research and the design and propose, actually go and start contacting sign companies, mm-hmm. actually do the actual physical. Mm-hmm. I just want to be clear mm-hmm. that.
So the outcome you're looking for, I thought the outcome was direction, you know, some direction to give the executive director to
eventually,
give.
Yes.
I'm reading this as mm-hmm. creating a proposal. Like, you know, I'm reading as this as giving option one to doing the research and giving options A, B, C, D. Maybe I'm not reading that correctly.
No, you're reading it. Says
mm-hmm.
that.
That's what it says.
That's in black and white there.
I understood that the request from you was that you guys wanted to make the decision, not a committee. So
we want recommendations
to make the
decision from.
The committee would come to you with recommendations.
Which would mean that they would have done the research.
Information, mm-hmm. yeah.
Just okay. clear. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to be really clear. It's not a committee where someone sits down and gets everything fed to them. There's
right.
Gonna, no, there's going to be some legwork.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know that they want to do that.
That's why I'm saying this, talking about TPAC, whether or not they actually.
So maybe this is a matter of taking it to TPAC, and this.
I'm wondering if we're a little premature. On
exactly,
this.
That's what I'm thinking. That I think
yeah,
it should
I think
go to
you
TPAC
ask
and
TPAC
see.
TPAC first, and we bring this up.
Give them
there,
first
and then
right
bring this back up.
Yeah,
right.
I can withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Just because I don't want to hold it up. I know it's another month, but I think if we. you know, we certainly don't want to take something away that they think they have, mm-hmm. but we also don't want to dump something on it. So I think asking our advisory committee first might be more polite and courteous, and then I don't see a huge, I think this could be done in February and March. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Okay. Now what?
No, Charles was going to make a motion.
Something substantive. Until the next meeting.
Okay. Second? Is there a second to table it? Did she make a motion?
She withdrew it.
Oh, she withdrew. But he just made a motion
to... But to actually continue this the next meeting, to make sure it's...
Make sure it's tabled, whatever.
Can he make a motion to do that?
Yeah. The next meeting.
Okay. And any old business naturally does become...
Come, right.
But I'll second that to table it.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Until next meeting, just to make sure it's on next meeting's agenda.
Any discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that direction is going to come from the commissioners. You're at that meeting.
Well, Commissioner Hooper will be at the TPAC meeting. And
Ellen is there too, I believe. Christine and Ellen,
yay.
I saw.
Okay.
So. I want somebody else to work on the sign besides me because I am not a spatial or design person in the least.
But we have people
But we do have people that are, so.
Would you let Dino to put that on the agenda? I don't know if you normally do that. Okay.
I don't, but I
think she'll be
okay.
Happy.
All right, so moving on to... Oh,
sorry, one thing with that too. Never mind.
Thank you.
Moving on to business item C. Resolution revising the Board of Committee meeting location.
I'd like to make a motion to revise the Board of Commission's meeting.
You get to read it.
Location, resolution 2017-1, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
For 2017 as presented.
I second that.
Any discussion?
So we're going to meet at Boulevard Park?
Commissioner Tyson has some discussion on it. I would hope that by the 13th of February we'd be provided with a meeting place by the Tuckerola School District.
We have to have it the resolution put in prior to that. But that would be a great, great thing if that happened.
We are required.
But we're yes.
So we have to, in other words, Charles, we're not going to be meeting again to be able to set another resolution.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's very well.
We wouldn't have done.
But no, it's really good.
A long-term goal.
Yes.
Or it would be to eventually mm-hmm. have our meetings, I think, on school mm-hmm. grounds would be a
ideal.
Great goal.
Any other discussion?
I have a miscellaneous.
Just a minute. All in favor?
Aye. Sorry. I thought we had already passed.
All opposed? And it's 01 because it's the first resolution of the year.
Ooh, I get to sign something.
You get to sign more than one thing, let me tell you. Okay, moving on. Miscellaneous.
I have miscellaneous.
That's what I heard.
It's Commissioner Gengel for the record. I did some research, and as you all know, that we are the Tuckerola Metropolitan Park District. Poole Metropolitan Park District is a member of WCIA, and as such, each commissioner, I've already done this, I believe Christine has as well, can create a login at the WCIA website, which will allow you to access their training and to also register for, what are you saying no?
Because I did register, I did log, excuse me, I did get a login, but I can't get access to the login to go to the training programs. There's another login for that. You needed the admin, that's what I saw
admin.
Last. You need an admin password. I'm sorry to burst your...
Wow, I just logged in today.
I know, so did I, and you can log in and create your own login.
And I actually registered for a class.
You can register, but to go to the online ones, you have to
have
the
admin. Oh, the go on the online. Yeah.
The online,
videos.
The admin password.
Okay, well,
I sent you, an
you
email
can register
it.
For a class.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you can do that, but I guess I need to do further investigation to access the online training.
Commissioner Gangler, thank you for bringing that up, because not coincidentally. Oh.
Was that the result?
Okay. I saw that there was several very helpful board-type trainings, how to run effective board meetings and things like that, listed in the online that I thought would be helpful for we as board members also. So
it's a great resource. No, it's a great resource. They have a lot of great stuff that they offer.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Okay. So I will do further research on accessing online training.
I believe Jen
thank
is
you.
The
thank you for your research on that, though.
You what?
And the administrator.
Jen should be the administrator right now, so we need to get it from her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to contact anybody? Jen will let you know?
Because it's through
the administrator. It's through the administrator, I think, and it's Jen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Off my list.
And you can provide that to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would like to take up the matter of insurance. Commissioner Tyson.
As a miscellaneous?
Under miscellaneous, I guess. I haven't done it on the agenda. I would like to remind the board members that there's two types of insurance, and one is the liability for the pool.
So is that for the pool, for the operations?
For the district?
Sorry, I want to be really clear.
Okay, I have to be very clear on it too. The part that's missing is, or that I'm concerned about, is insurance on ourselves.
So that's the errors and omissions clauses?
Well, that's what I want to be clear about.
Okay.
I want to see the policy.
I emailed it to you, Charles. Did you get that? Well, it's not a full...
Unfortunately, it was... Was that the full policy?
Was that the what?
The full policy.
Well, from what I was told it was, yes.
Was it the section with the errors and omissions?
It's not the whole... I mean, there must be a policy.
It's
like
500-page version of it, no. But it clearly states that errors and omissions is included in our policy, and it lists us as one of the insured for that.
Are we able to get a copy of
that? We're reinsured as individuals.
Yes.
The board is insured for errors
okay,
and omissions.
Okay, I'm sorry, I wasn't
yes.
able to lift that
yeah.
off my off the computer
okay.
for some
yeah.
reason. And can you tell me what the limits are on that?
It's 20 million is an aggregate, 4 million per incident, and then there's secondary and tertiary insurance for each of those as well. So the total amount of insurance per incident is 20 million.
Per board, or not 20 million, per board member, what you're saying is there was individual insurance on each board member.
It's on you as a group.
As a group?
Yes.
So okay. if you were the only one, I just wanted to put Vanessa for the record. So if you were the only one who had the incident, then you'd get all 20 million. Mm-hmm. But if we all decided to do something terrible, the 20 million would be then split between five. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I'm just,
okay.
that's,
yes.
okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's
for
not
occurrence.
20
million
I
for occurrence.
To lift that off my computer, and then I have to go back and take a look at it and pick it up at another.
Okay.
Take it up at another time.
Or maybe,
I just wanted to say on the comment that I witnessed in Tukwila a tyrant that had 17 lawsuits filed in King County at one time, and he was in a any elected position in Tukwila, and new people that spent their entire stipends on defense for frivolous lawsuits. I saw one of them actually crack in public and resign not long after.
As a WCIA delegate, I've been to to their trainings and their board meetings, and they're extraordinarily dedicated to defense. That is a huge part of what they focus on, and prevention obviously is a big part of it too. But those two things are they have us covered in that respect. There isn't wouldn't be a situation if in the course
okay,
of your, you're doing your duties.
Just the last comment, I am of the opinion there are people in the community that don't want to see us succeed. And that is all.
Going back to what Charles said, Jerry, would it be appropriate for us to ask Jen to like maybe forward on that copy to all the board members so we all know that what our errors and omissions? I don't know if that's, I'd like to
yeah.
see it.
Yeah, me too.
Just the one I sent you, mm-hmm. you were talking about.
Yes. Or I could be happy, but if you're able to send it, or I can forward it off.
I would like to have a printed copy.
Yeah, or printed, yeah.
I would like to be able to pick up a printed copy of the full policy.
Yeah.
The 500-page policy?
If it is 500 pages.
I don't know how many.
Yeah, and you were actually going to research. You were going to request it.
Unless we see it in its entirety.
Yeah, if you could, I think that we should have it. I think that that's yeah, printed copy of it. It may have to stay at the pool. I mean, but you know, I mean, like checking it out at the library or something. But no, I can. Okay.
It probably isn't that bad.
No, I think it's 500 pages.
A lot of details.
It's a birthday gift.
Was there any more miscellaneous?
I have more. I have some.
Christine has some.
I have miscellaneous, so I'm not going to second that.
Make a stay, Christine.
I am. So I wanted to just see if we couldn't put something on the calendar this year where we also address employee appreciation, like staff appreciation. I'd like to
like
have
quarterly.
Us build a culture of staff appreciation. So
within what we're allowed to do for
yeah,
this Republic entity,
right? How we make it all fit together. But
that's great.
So I'd just like to see that. And then also, I think we might be getting to a point where maybe we need to start thinking about additional meetings per month, because we're starting to talk about making multiple committees to do things. So we might be starting to reach a critical mass where maybe we do need to start thinking about that. It might be more productive than the ad hoc committee model. So I just want to throw that out there that we might be getting there. So because we were able to put one assignment in possibly into TPAC, but otherwise we would have had multiple ad hoc committees running.
But we don't
time.
Have a full agenda this year, so I mean I appreciate what you're saying. I just don't. I'll take it under advisement.
How about we let the president see what that looks like?
I'm just saying I'm getting a sense that we might be starting to get into that territory. Before I didn't feel like we were there, but now I'm getting a sense, so I can't really articulate it. It's starting to feel like, well, maybe it will start to make sense for what we're trying to accomplish. And it, also in the eyes of the taxpayer, that maybe two meetings a month may make more sense than one meeting a month.
You mean like the water district and the sewer district?
Maybe.
Meet twice a month.
You know, it has to make sense for the taxpayer. The feedback that we were receiving.
Somebody just pointed that out.
That it appeared as though we would have to be able to articulate to them why that would make sense and what they're getting out of it. So I think we might be getting to that point where being such an active commission, it might make sense. So that's all I think.
That's it?
Okay. I'm done.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Yep.
Is that Charles made a motion for adjournment.
Yeah.
Ellen Gengler seconded. Meeting adjourned at 8:24.
All right, Jerry. Good job.
First meeting,
we're out.
Only 11 more.
20, we could have been out much
sooner. That damn Vanessa tried to bring up so much stuff. I'm just kidding.